This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Ryan Femuliner. Missouri Attorney General Chris Koster apparently has decided not to appeal a judge's decision rewriting the summary that voters will see for a ballot measure on health insurance exchanges. The Office of Democratic Secretary of State Robin Carnahan said today that Koster had refused its request to challenge a ruling that her original ballot summary was unfair and insufficient. Earlier this week, a Cole County judge ordered Carnahan to use a revised summary supported by Republicans. Carnahan's office described the new wording as incomplete, uninformative, and a disservice to Missouri voters. The ballot measure in November will ask, shall Missouri law be amended to prohibit the governor or any state agency from establishing or operating state-based health insurance exchanges unless authorized by a vote of the people or by the legislature? Attorneys for Premium Standard Farms and hundreds of northern Missouri residents have reached a settlement of lawsuits over odors from large hog operations. Terms of the agreement announced today by Princeton-based Premium Standard and some 287 plaintiffs were not disclosed. Lawyers said in a joint statement that the installation of odor control systems at the company's confinements was a major factor in reaching the settlement. Premium Standard has already paid millions of dollars to property owners who complained their quality of life was ruined by strong odors from the company's hog confinement operations. That includes a March 2010 verdict that awarded 15 residents a total of $11 million in a lawsuit heard in Kansas City. The Missouri Attorney General's office has announced the state will get a share of a multi-million dollar settlement from lawsuits against drug makers and one from book publishers. Marshall Griffin has more.
First, Missouri will receive over $4 million as part of a $181 million multi-state settlement with Janssen Pharmaceuticals. Attorney General Chris Koster says the company tried to market the antipsychotic drug Risperdal to kids and the elderly despite the FDA not approving its use for those age groups. Also, Missouri will get over $1 million from a $76.5 million settlement with HarperCollins, Hatchett, and Simon & Schuster. The three publishing companies are accused of illegally conspiring to inflate the cost of electronic books in the U.S. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Students in the Columbia Public School System who took advanced placement exams in 2012 outscored their peers across Missouri. Some of the district's highest scores came in psychology and biology. Superintendent Chris Belcher credits teachers and students for the scores, but says there is still room to grow, especially with minority enrollment.
Some of that's just the issue of getting enough kids to feel comfortable with that. We're doing lots of efforts on that at the high school to broaden the diversity within those courses.
AP exams, taken primarily by 10th through 12th graders, are scored on a 1 to 5 scale, and 82% of Columbia students taking the test scored at least a 3, which gives them college credit in that subject. As a state, Missouri tallied scores above the global average. The University of Missouri-Columbia plans to invest $2.5 million to expand the number of degrees students can earn online. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports the school will spend the same amount next year if the effort goes well this year. Currently, students can complete 45 mostly master's-level degrees online. Plans call for the addition of 15 degrees by 2014. Interim Vice Provost for e-learning, Jim Spain, says the university plans to award grants worth up to $250,000. Campus departments can use the money to pay for startup costs. Spain says it's too soon to say which new degrees will be offered online. The number of university students taking classes online has more than doubled since 2005, reaching 9,150 students last year. The Columbia Police Department says an internal investigation confirmed that people were served drinks off the bare breasts of women at a Columbia Police Officers Association and FOP Lodge 26 co-op golf tournament. The investigation was prompted by an anonymous letter to Chief Ken Burton saying people at the event were served Jell-O shots directly off the bare breasts of female waitresses at the June event. In a press release, the department says after interviewing 95 people, including 23 officers, it found that the incidents did happen at the event, but did not involve any Columbia Police employees. The release says Burton used the incident to remind employees and officers that even when off duty, a very high standard of conduct is important. For KBIA News, I'm Ryan Femuliner.